AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And as our family of listeners continues to grow, I'm going to ask that you go to your telephone right now and ask everyone to tune in to 860 on the AM dial if you live in southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, where our signal reaches. And if you are anywhere in the USA or anywhere around the world, you can check us out right now by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And right on the left side, you will see the Listen Live link between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. Well, with me here today, I have the very distinguished Dr. Larkin Connolly. And of course, I'm going to ask him to chime in with us. And also with us is Mark Andel, another very well-known, the founder of the Made in America store. And of course, Mark is always on the go and has done a lot of good things to help the American-made movement continue. In fact, through that movie that he was in, a lot of people have gotten a lot of information, and we're looking forward to having that movie released again in our area, because many of the groups that couldn't be there on the night that it was featured in Philadelphia, which was September the 11th, want to see the movie, because we're always talking about it, and they want to get it, you know, to be in their memory bank as well. Also, I would like to note that there is a link on the front page of American Workers Radio, which we've been promoting, by Alec Barguski, and it's the Million American Jobs Project. And I'm really pleased to say that it has over 1,500,000 clicks on YouTube. And you know they do a good job keeping that information so that somebody just can't click over and over. It's 1,500 plus people, individuals, have clicked on that site and are getting the message. Well, we were planning to discuss national health care today in America, but because there are so many things going on right now, we're going to focus on our efforts to promote jobs, supporting America's businesses, the manufacturers in the USA, our need to change our educational system, and so much more. And by the way, we can also spend a little bit of time talking about local elections. I know in New York, you had an election, Mark. I know that in Pennsylvania, we had one, and there were several other very, very prominent elections across the USA. One in New Jersey, where Chris Christie was reelected as the governor. But Larkin was at the polls yesterday, and Larkin said the line of people coming to vote was unbelievable. He had to have a nightstick out there to herd them into action. Larkin, tell us all a little bit about yesterday's election.
I think it was somewhere around 5 p.m. We had a three-booth election area, and at 5:30, quarter of six, it was the first time, and that's 11 or 12 hours of the polls being open, that we finally had to ask somebody to wait for a poll, for our voting machine. It's really kind of amazing, Michael. Our precinct does very, very well for reasons that I don't understand. No, I really don't. We just always have a great turnout, or a better turnout than everybody else. And we had a turnout just at 10%.
10%. Now, we wonder why this is happening to us, but it's like that all over. We've been in, I was out in Northeast Philadelphia, and we've been in worse situations. We've had 8 and 9%, but 10% in the better divisions is pretty scary.
That's where you were yesterday, though, by the way. We were right just slightly over 10%, but everybody, you know, I think citywide we were somewhere between 8 and 9%.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
In fact, I made jokes when I went to vote yesterday. Most of the people I know at the polls, so I said to them, my Lord, the crowd is too unbelievable. I had a hell of a time getting a parking space, and there was virtually, I was the only one in. And I went into the, you know, the poll watchers and the judges, everybody says, oh, thank God you came, because I was number 16 at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have a big, big division up there in Northeast Philadelphia.
And so we can get some national elections, obviously presidential years, where we have 16 people in the first 5 minutes.
Yes, yes.
So it's really depressing. The election was an off year. There's no question of that. We elected a district attorney, which I think is a relatively important position in a city like Philadelphia, where we have such a serious issue with crime. And we also elected a comptroller, and he is the watchdog of the city. It's Alan Buckowitz right now.
A longtime member and supporter of our community.
Butkovich. Yeah. You know, he did. Oh, Butkovich. What?
Butkovich.
Whatever. He won handily, and he ought to turn Irish, and I'll be able to pronounce his name.
Mark, how was your situation yesterday?
Good, good. I ran down about, I think it was 7 o'clock. You know, we're in the smaller towns here. But, you know, it was busy in our small area. It was nice to see. I expected at 7 not to see too many in the small town of Amarillo, which is outside of Alma. But it was nice to see. It was a smaller election. But, again, I'm always thinking about Rich and us, Mike and Larkin, about exercising your right to vote. And people have to do that, you know, regardless. And, but it was neat. You know, some people were involved. Even locally, it was one. We had one Republican, one Democratic running, but they're friends, and they threw their own party between them that night, no matter who won. And you don't see that too much. The friendship, they didn't care who won. They were still having a party for each other, and they're a different party. So it was, I really enjoyed seeing that. I said, boy, we need to get more people involved, and either side wins. It's for the good of the good.
You know, as I went around yesterday to a few of the places, I really am pleased to see so many of the people speaking up about the American-made issue and talking. And some of the people are really discouraged. And one of the things that scares me is if on an important election for city controller, for the DA, we only get 8 or 10%, that's pretty scary. I mean, what would we have to do to get people out there on an issue if we wanted to propose something with jobs? You know, we would have to go out and pull down their door to get them out. There's got to be a new way. It's a shame Rich is not able to be here with us. He's out on a special visitation today, so I'm sure he'll have some comments for me. He's a man that really knows what's going on.
And I'll tell you, he's visiting the library. That's why he's not here. It's going to take him one more week to get ready to do healthcare with me.
And by the way, Mark, you know, next week we are addressing healthcare. But with all this stuff, and yesterday being in social services, people are coming up to me. They're baffled the amount of people that got cancellation notices and all. It's disgusting. Nobody knew in advance what the hell is going to happen to them, and that in itself is scary. It's sad. Here our national leaders are sitting around putting all these taxes on us, finding new ways to limit our liberty, but not one single proposal on a way to work with private sector businesses to expand jobs here in the USA. Absolutely nothing. And that's what the American people are starting to speak up. We listen to the blame game over and over again. The Democrats are no good. The Republicans are no good. The Tea Party is the worst. You know, everybody has some complaint, but no solution. No solution. But ladies and gentlemen, after watching the events in the last few weeks, we really see clearly that our national woes are all as a result of the two-party system. And now with the Tea Party coming on board, we see everybody is not paying attention. And why does that happen? Well, because they're safe and secure. They're getting their pay, their pension, being driven around in chauffeur limousines and this and that, and they really don't care. But the thing that is especially frightening is that our people are not speaking up. And as I ask people, in fact, there is a very good link on the front page of our internet site, and it's there to allow people to have information about everything you need to know about contacting your elected official. And many people say to me, Michael, what difference does it make? No matter what we do, they find a way to just, you know, downplay, or they come around before the election shaking hands, knocking door to door, and then you never see these turkeys again.
I had an opportunity yesterday to meet a state representative who I've never met before. I've heard his name plenty, but I got a chance to shake his hand yesterday and listen to him speak a little bit. And I just don't know where they find these people. I think they must shake the trees the day before an election. The first guy that falls out gets elected. I mean, that's the second one that I've met House of Representatives, as you know, Michael, in the last month. And the first one was a bdia, 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 bdia. sounded like Porky Pig. I mean, where do they, you know, and it's just the guy I met yesterday had been elected 20 years ago. He's been around for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, I know him quite well. And he was assisting another state representative when she retired. Then he took over. And it's just been this, you know, sitting on the fence. But how do you house clean these people? Mark, I mean, how are the local state representatives and senators in your area?
Well, I have to say, we just opened up our first mall store last Saturday. We did the ribbon cutting, and it went real smooth. And Mike, we had a good turnout. I wasn't sure what to expect with a mall, so we made it more convenient. You know, our store is in Alma, and that we had the Niagara Falls, but now this is an outlet into Williamsville, Amherst area of Buffalo. And it was neat. It was strange for me because I didn't have to worry about weather. We do a lot of outside events. So this was in a mall. We had Ricky Lee come and do some music in the mall, which really stirred it up. But I had the county clerk show up, and they gave me a certificate, and he remembered that I was the first small business in Buffalo to tie with Kathy Hochul at the time to help our veterans and give a discount to veterans at our store always. So he presented me with a certificate. So I was surprised to see he showed up, and then another senator had, a state senator had, you know, sent a certificate, and they read it to me. But it was neat. Again, the Clarence, where the mall is in, the town supervisor showed up, and he was a great guy. I respected him. His son's a Navy SEAL. And that, you know, again, that's, you know, I really care for these veterans. And it was an awesome day. I mean, it went real smooth. They showed up. I don't see a lot of change. Again, we're always asking these guys, get involved. Don't just stand up and take these jobs and positions for your own good. Do it to make change. You know, get in and get out and get something done. And I was happy to see what I did see this past Saturday, Mike, to be honest. It was neat to see some of these. I don't care about the certificate, just them recognizing us and what we're doing. And I did a short speech, and people know what we're about. They know I'm sincere. They know why we did it. We have to create and save jobs in the United States of America. We're doing it by, of course, exposing these 5,000 products and the 350 suppliers we support. And I was thanked a lot after the speech. I didn't really think it was a big speech, but a lot of people said, you really get it. You know, we need more. You're like America. You know, you guys are doing it for the good, and your work ethic is real good. So I had a great, great Saturday.
Wonderful. That's what I like to hear. That's what we need to have every day in America. And, you know, when I went around yesterday, I wanted to also mention earlier that many of the people said that as many times that they called their state representatives, their legislators, their congressmen, it's very hard to get anything through to the individual themselves. All you do is get a lot of talk back, and, you know, he's very busy. He's in caucus. You're on the call list. It's all bull, total bull, but there's no results. And then what I see also happening with some of our local representatives is when you send them a complaint of some type, or you need something done in your neighborhood, they send you a letter and it says, well, dear Larkin Connolly, it was good to hear from you. Thank you so much for contacting me. We're going to take care of that. We've referred that particular situation to the license and inspection or the street department. And as far as they're concerned, they are finished. You can call them 6 months later and say, my light is still out. And they'll say, well, we sent it to the streets department, to the lighting office. They just don't care. They don't get it. Now, with me, of course, I can be very pesty. as anybody who knows me knows. But I, when somebody calls me, I claw them down. There's just not enough Larkin Connollys, Michael Blehosh, Rich Loges, and Mark Andels around that really have the people's interest, best interest at heart.
And Mike, it's funny, you know, when I start my day every morning, we do our, you know, we've got a lot going on, a lot of balls in the air, so I make a to-do list, and a lot of times we make a to-don't list, but I don't think these guys make a to-do list daily. I do. I go through it. You try to hit 70%, 80%. Some days it's only 10%, but every day you try to make change, do adjustments, and be helpful within. You know, and I don't see that, and I think that's just like you're saying, maybe a handshake. You never see them again. They've got to go to work and get something done.
But the people have to annoy them to get it done. And that's the thing that people say, I don't have time to call these people. And then I'm afraid that they're going to, you know, look up my records and all. And by the way, I want people to know this as well. The legislators are now to the point on a national level that when you call, they can go right to the computer, put your name in, and find out if you're registered or not, and find out what you're registered. Well, if you're one of them, they'll take good care of you. If you're not one of them, I guess you get the, you know, the slow boat to China treatment.
Yeah, and yesterday, this guy, I hate to keep on harping on this guy, our polls, and there's three precincts in the basement of this Catholic church that I'm very familiar with. And when he walked out of the place, I thought, you know, listen, if canonization is a possibility, this guy ought to be the patron saint of term limits. I mean, it's just, you know, why is he still there? And when I asked the people in the room, excuse me, most of them said, he's a good guy. Nothing about, and one of the girls in the front precinct said, you know, I asked him about the Philadelphia school budget and what the state was doing about it, and he referred me to the Philadelphia school board.
Well, you know, it's sad. You're absolutely right. When I talk about jobs to our elected people, whether they're state level or national, they have a dozen and one excuses as to why they can't individually get involved. Normally the excuse is, well, if I do that, then the caucus leaders will be insulted that I am proposing this particular amendment or whatever. It's always a story. And that's why I'm pleading with our listeners, our supporters, no matter where you're listening from, you're on the internet or on the radio, go out and spend your dollars on labels that reflect the time and workmanship of American workers first. Mark Andel, we have a young gentleman in our studio, Stephen, here. And by the way, he doesn't know you very well, but this gentleman on the phone, who's been part of our panel for a long time, he has 100% of every product in his store must be American-made. And Mark, you can tell the story better than me. Not even the paperclip can be foreign-made.
Correct, yeah. In our store, Steve's with you now, Mike.
Yes, he's here at visiting us today.
Yeah, no, you know, Steve, with our store, you know, again, I lost a lot of work back in 2007, 2008 to overseas competition. So my first three rules were it had to be 100% made in America, it had to support American workers and be top quality, and feed an American family. So I wanted anything that was purchased to actually help local community and the country. So them three requirements, 100% made in America, top quality, and feed an American family. And we started with only 50 products, but we're up to 5,000 made in America products. And I became close with the 400 supplier manufacturers that actually produce these products. And they're mom and pops and privately owned. They're not publicly traded, 99% of them. And it's I sleep good at night supporting these. It's been quite an honor for the three and a half years. And it's neat. People can't believe the product, even opening this other store. We have to grow or die. And boy, I just want to keep growing. We've got two websites, madeinamericastore.com and our Amazon site. But our biggest leg now is distribution. We're trying to sell wholesale to anybody that believes in what we're doing. We've basically made it easy for them. We've got them under one roof. We'll sell you products in a small store. You want toilet paper, you don't want to buy a semi-truck like I did, we'll sell you individual pieces. And our biggest win was just the distribution of six of our top products to the VA hospitals, the 166 VA hospital stores in the country. So, Steve, we do a lot to, you know, to help And it's a direct effect. When you explain to people they can do their part, you can shop, just buy Made in America products. It takes care of a lot of issues in this country just by that purchase. And that's a great way this holiday season to get involved, create jobs.
Yes, you're right, Mark. And by the way, I want to tell you that everywhere I go, people are talking about our conversation. They like our situation here where we have like a roundtable discussion of friends talking about common interests and what we're trying to do. I know there are a few political representatives who have their staff listen in every week and they're concerned that we're trying to shake the bush and rile up people, but we have to rile them up. We saw yesterday 10% of our electorate come out. How can we ever make change if that's all we're going to be able to get out to the polls? If we went out and we said, we're going to put a Buy American Made issue on the ballot, where the city of Philadelphia, the state of New Jersey, or any other state has to buy 80% of their products made in the USA, we would have difficulty getting people out to the polls if it wasn't the presidential election.
And I can tell you that the Chris Christie Buono or whatever her name is, contest for governor over in New Jersey, got so much national press and so much press from beginning to end. Locally here in Philadelphia, there were the stories way outnumbered. The Christie stories way outnumbered our own local elections. Because it's a sell. It's a good story. It's an interesting story. And as a result, I don't know the specific number, but I'll guarantee you they tripled or quadrupled our turnout in New Jersey voting for
Chris Christie. Well, see, what people really liked about Christie is that he stood up for something. He's not going to back down too easy, and he's not going to go away. I mean, just what he did with the Sandy relief and some of the other stuff early in the process. He tried to restore some of the industrial arts programs in the schools, and he did some of the things with education that should have been done 25 years ago. And he put the claw down, and the teachers' union and everyone else had to come around.
And he has trouble with his own party because he did what was necessary to fix or repair the damage done by Sandy. And if it meant 4 days before a presidential election, putting his arm around a Democrat in order to get the money necessary to get the job done, that's what he did.
Well, our efforts, I'd love to get Christie on our side with this particular issue with the Made in America. I know that some of our legislators in the state of Pennsylvania are really beginning to get the message. We have even in the City Council of Philadelphia now Mark Skula, and also Bobby Heenan and Jim Kenney, some of these people are starting to really push the issue because, as we said some time ago, in 1970, Philadelphia had 400,000 manufacturing jobs. Here we are in 2013, and we have 23,000 manufacturing jobs. The rest of those jobs are all service-oriented economy jobs, which are not going to do the trick. We need everybody and anybody to have a job. And that's why when you go to the public school system, you see children of every ability. You have children who are able to go on to college and be in research and development, be accountants, lawyers, doctors, whatever. And then you have those children who would feel better working in a manufacturing facility, maybe doing shipping or packing or online. But we're not paying attention to those people anymore because Americans were simply convinced that they're going to be sitting back working on a service-oriented economy, and if you didn't do that, then you were a failure, which is stupid as far as I'm concerned. Mark, what do you say to that?
Yep. You know, with the people just got to change. I want to go back to when Larkin talked about, Christie and you, Mike, getting along with people. I see it in my own shop. America, we're so negative right now. And, we talk on a show about good things and we try to be positive. And I think people have to start working together, have to start getting along. And I really see it just this time in these last couple of weeks. People are, they've lost patience and they don't know what to do. Like you talk about, Mike, you know, they're not sure what to do. Is voting really matter? And I just want to really reemphasize on, you know, people have to get positive. We got to pick a direction and go for it and start working together, start shaking hands with each other and getting to work and getting to the problems in this country. And the biggest problem, like you just mentioned, is manufacturing. You're going to getting more jobs back and making it happen. It's going to be very, very difficult to bring work back here for a lot of reasons. But people, I don't think they realize the power they have with what they buy, Mike.
You know, you're right. And in fact, when I was preparing this week's commentary for Saturday's show, I have a line in there that says it's easy to knock down, but not easy to rebuild, which is we're in that process right now. We knocked down our job abilities for 30 years with NAFTA and CAFTA and all the other bull. And here we are now, totally. With you drive down any street and you're scared to death to see all the empty buildings and you wonder, how is that going to happen? Welfare is going to continue to grow. And by the way, nobody in America wants to be poor. That's the message I get from everyone I speak to. And being in social services, seeing people without jobs, seeing people who worked someplace for 20 years now out of a job, all of that is, I find it disgusting. But It's a result of national leaders and even local leaders not paying attention to what was happening right here in our own backyard.
And Mike, could I ask Larkin, you work with the entrepreneurs and that. I just see, do you see many of them hungry? You know, are they hungry enough? Do they have that drive even in these tough times? And that's what it's going to take. Do you see that lately, or how do you feel what's going on out there with the entrepreneurs that you see?
You know, the entrepreneurial spirit has been the same for the last 20 years. It really is. An entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. It's so hard for me to put my finger on. I'm counseling a young lady now who is so unique. She's an engineer for DuPont. She works in Delaware and lives in Philadelphia. It's only a half-hour ride to work. And she's got a great job. She has her master's in engineering, I think. But a great job with DuPont. But she's an entrepreneur. And she can't deny it, and she can't escape it, and she can't get away with it. So get away from it. So we're now working on a business plan to put together a plan to develop a company that addresses a lot of women's mechanical needs. And I don't want to go a whole heck of a lot farther. It is such a brilliant concept. And it takes an entrepreneur. It takes a self-starter like that to come up with an idea like that, A, and then B, have the gumption and the basketballs to go out there and get it done and do it.
That's
really
what we lack, the basketballs. The backbone, right, Larkin?
Right.
You know, Larkin, you may have to send her down to Washington to give some of those basketballs to some of the boys in Washington, D.C. After what I saw with this sequestration nonsense and then now with this debt limit and all, it's absolutely stupid. I mean, first of all, I'm going to ask this to Mark, would you hire a financial person to put you in debt?
No, of course not.
This is what we did. Yeah. We hired them to put us in debt, and that's all they've been doing. If you go on the debt clock on the front of American Workers Radio, you see it's over $17 trillion.
Yeah,
since they raised the debt limit, I'm told that it's hitting near $500 million. $500 million has already been poofed away.
I can't believe, and for the paperwork they have, the college education, how they can't run a store. They can't run the business. And that's what it is, and they can't do that. You can't consume more than you produce, and you can't spend more than you bring in. It's simple math, but I can't believe they can't, you know, straighten that out and get a plan that's going to work over a period of time that works and that can be explained to us.
A significant percentage of these guys, of these legislators, are attorneys. What's that tell you? Seriously, what's that tell you?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't get out of their own. One accepts an attorney as an educated individual who has an analytical mind and is based in logic. And yet they keep on printing money like
It's going out of style.
Like it's like they haven't run out of ink yet, so let's keep on printing it.
And as we talked about last week, we're going to return to healthcare next week. And Rich has been doing some special preparation for that, and he'll be back next week after a short...
Yeah, you better do a lot of mental gymnastics because I'm taking him on. He's going down.
Well, guys, I have to pause to acknowledge a few of our sponsors right now. And I would like to say a special thank you to Dr. Eva Machak. And remember, she has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One is at 3084 Armingo Avenue. The other is at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. And Mr. Frank Spula, who is the national president of the Polish National Alliance, wishes you and yours the very best and reminds you to shop American made. And Michael Steinman, attorney at law, also with two offices in Philadelphia, invites you to contact him anytime at 215-564-1866. Whenever you contact any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you hear about them on our broadcast 7 days a week here on 860 AM. And Greg Matyashek of Father and Son Builders invites you to call him for whatever services you're looking for. Maybe you want to put in a custom kitchen, modern bathroom, do some siding or roofing. Greg Matyashek and Father and Son Builders is there to assist you. You can give them a call at 215-634-7800 or go to fatherandsonbuilders.com. And Mr. Chester Kshanowski, who is the proprietor of Serena's Auto Body Shop, reminds you that they have two locations to serve you. One is at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Of course, they're always there to serve you. You can call their number 24 hours a day at 215-535-6606. And also greetings to all of our listeners from the Sugar House Casino, and they're located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. Visit them on the internet at sugarhousecasino.com. And Mr. Jan Majewski, who is the president of Giorgio Foods, a symbol of quality since 1928, asks that you make sure you check out Giorgio Foods wherever you shop. And Yolanda Konopatska DeCipio, attorney at law, reminds you no matter what you're looking for in the way of legal services, that she is there to assist you. Give her a call at 215-423-4824. And if you're planning to do some traveling, of course, Polish American Travel Service is located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue. No matter what you're looking for in the way of travel needs, the Polish American Travel Service is there to help you. Give them a call at 215-634-3396. And Dr. Wojciech Zinn of Everest Dental, and they're located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, reminds you that he offers quality service at affordable prices. For more information, call Dr. Wojciech Zinn at 215-671-0188. And Martin Bednarek, president of the Washington Savings Bank, Kazimierz Wielki Bank, and they have five offices in Philadelphia to serve you, wishes all of you the very best and encourages you to support American workers. And Polka Deli has, wow, they got great food. And I know that Larkin loves all that Polish food. They're located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. Our thanks to Marek and Kasia for all of their help. Give Polka Deli a call at 215-634-3750. And of course, we all have legal needs from time to time. Well, one of our very faithful sponsors is Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, and he's located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with additional evening hours on Tuesdays. For more information, you can call Leon Mankowski at 215-739-8521. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here with our panelists, Mark Andel and Dr. Larkin Connolly, and I have a guest in the studio, Stephen, along with our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky. And I want to thank all of the people that are promoting the Buy American Made campaign. We have really gone light years ahead of what we thought we would do. A few years ago, we thought we were going to be wasting our breath and our time, but we see that more and more people have gone to the internet, have gone to the radio, have gone to the stores, and have been speaking up. Now, Larkin, you have some reports you would like to give on SCORE Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Michael. We at SCORE Philadelphia are having three events in the next 2 weeks that would be of great help to small businesses across the Delaware Valley. On the 13th of November at 9 a.m. in the morning, the SBA is going to present a program called Doing Business with the Federal Government. As everyone may or may not know, the federal government spends more money than any single entity in the world. As a matter of fact, if you take the number two and number three, they don't add up to what the federal government in this country spends on an annual basis. So it behooves our small businesses to learn how to qualify for some of those opportunities. The government also has passed a law that mandates that 23% of the money spent annually by the federal government has to go to small businesses, disadvantaged businesses, minority-owned businesses, women's-owned businesses, all get a rather nice break to get them on their feet. You get qualified to do business with the federal government, and that qualification lasts for 9 years. And you get some special perks. And in 9 years...
That's a good time.
Yeah, in 9 years, you ought to be able to get your company up on its feet and be able to operate well. The same day, Wednesday the 13th at 1 p.m., we're going to do a conference on getting certified, how to get certified in specific fields, indigenous to the business and company that you own. Both of those seminars will last for 2 hours, and both of them are at 105 North 22nd Street, the SCORE offices in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can register for those conferences by going to SCORE Philla, that's SCOREPHILA.org, and register on the event calendar. The third event is the following week, Wednesday, the 20th of November, and that is an access to capital. And in that 2.5 hours, the SBA explains exactly how it ensures and guarantees loans so that small businesses can go out and borrow money from banks that are SBA qualified. And what happens in those instances is the government ensures or guarantees the loan to that bank to the tune of 75 to 90%. So a bank is more inclined to make a loan to a small business if it's got that kind of guarantee. It's like built-in federal collateral. And this honestly, to me, is exactly what the federal government ought to be doing in order to get small businesses up. I hear everybody talk about jobs. We got to get jobs. We got to make jobs. We got to create jobs. You can't create jobs until you create businesses.
Right.
Because that's where the jobs are. So businesses are way ahead of jobs. Mark knows that, and as he grows, every time he opens a store, he's going to create more jobs, and that's the way that happens. So that's three events, two on Wednesday the 13th at 9 and 1 o'clock with the SBA, and one on Wednesday the 20th. It starts at 9 in the morning, and that's a conference on how to access capital from the federal government.
And I like to hear that because that's important, and our listeners are, of course, invited to participate with that. I was at a bank last week, in fact, 2 weeks ago now, and one of the head of the bank said, we started to talk about small business loans, and he said, it's been very difficult to get money these days.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, it's been very difficult.
Ask Mark. That's your best reference right now. Ask Mark.
I just called in another bank because I'm always looking. and checking and researching a little bit. But again, the paperwork that they require in Larkin, you know, and this is from established businesses. I couldn't even believe if you were, you know, with just an idea out of your garage, how hard it is to get a dollar of capital. It's very hard. So it's great to hear, Larkin, when you say the SBA, because I personally used the SBA, you know, probably 20 years ago now, but it worked out well, and they were the only ones that guaranteed it. If people don't understand, I mean, that's what makes it happen, really. That closes the deal when that SBA says we'll guarantee that money. You know, so it's just outstanding. And like you said, that should be the number one thing. And Larkin, I love when you said, you know, businesses, you got to grow business first before jobs, and that should become a quote for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it has to happen that way.
You know,
when I hear politicians talking about jobs, I know that they don't understand the economy.
Yeah,
they can't. I mean, it's just political rhetoric. It's just we have to grow jobs. And I get so tired of hearing it because they really don't know what that means.
You know, we could make such a big difference if we mandated all of our companies to deal with one another, especially those that are being helped by the Small Business Administration. You deal with another Small Business Administration person who's in our program. Why can't that type of a marriage take place? It doesn't hurt anything. It helps local businesses. In fact, as we were doing our national small business rollout for November, a number of people have told me some special things that they're doing. The bakery's now giving you a baker's dozen, 13 rolls if you come in and you buy. You buy a certain amount of donuts or punchki or whatever, they give you an extra one because they want you to come in. Those Polish donuts are good. Oh, my God.
What is punchki?
It's a Polish donut.
Oh,
filled
okay,
with
okay. Good enough. Punchki.
You know, Mike, if we made, like we talked about these government agencies and businesses, purchase from toilet paper, paper products, light bulbs, just the usables, and make it mandatory you buy Made in America products, and they're the largest customer in our country. It works. It's simple.
You know, Mark, something really provoked me recently, and that is I went to the store to buy some exit light bulbs for the building. There is not one exit, those little tall bulbs, made in the USA. Nothing. So naturally, I barked unbelievable about it.
So the government passed a law that said you have to have exit written over a door that is, in fact, an exit. And there's nobody in this country that makes the bulbs go into the sign.
Mark, do you have anybody over there that we talked about one company recently?
Yeah,
Larkin had said he met someone on his travels.
Yeah, this guy here in Philadelphia or outside of Philadelphia, Boyertown.
Boyertown.
Yeah.
I've got to look that up. I think you were off at your show that time, Larkin. And when I was down in Washington to the Make It in America seminar, I met the guy that made the LED bulb. And then holding in my hand right now, this is called a new condensant brand, and it's supposed to be 100%, and we didn't get the paperwork yet. The problem was the filament, but a lot of these LED bulbs, you can get the materials here. So this is probably made in the USA, distributed by Lumen. Which was in New Jersey. So I'm researching this right now. I want to find that light bulb. So Larkin, maybe, you know, after the show or something, Mike can send me that info on that.
And remember, I'm still looking for an American-made toaster.
Yeah, right.
We are not allowed to have a toaster in this building where we are unless it's American-made. We've been hunting for 1 year. Our toaster broke. And Steven's in here laughing because they wonder why I'm walking with this old phone. It has to be American-made, the next phone. Rich was on me. When Rich was in Philly, he almost drove me insane. He tried to convince me as we were driving up and back from my house here to the studio. He would say to me, but Michael, this new one, this one's going to be. When I went to the store, they said, sorry, sir. It is 90% foreign made because we are not permitted to have certain whatever chemicals or whatever that are in the phones made here. So that's, you know, holding us back. I said, well, this is another reason we've been overtaxed, underloved, and of course overregulated, and our people are out of a job. We have to get our national people off their butts and do something positive to make sure that we have something good happening here in the USA.
If the federal government would come along and give that guy in Boyertown a little bit of money to develop his plant, it would really, really be big time.
And I'll be his first customer, right? I'd like to switch gears a hair if we could, because we got Veterans Day coming up this coming Monday, the 11th, and Mike and Larkin in the audience, I'm hosting and helping Honor Flight show their Honor Flight movie, which I haven't seen the full movie, but the trailer is real touching if you go to Honor Flight and watch it, and it's to honor our World War II vets and all veterans. This Saturday we're doing it at our East Aurora Theater at 11 o'clock, and all proceeds go to help these guys get to see their memorial before you know, they're done here on Earth. And there's no higher honor than me, so it's a big day. I just like to always bring up, make sure you go out, thank a veteran all year, but if not this Monday, you know, we always give 10%, and we're going to do an extra percentage just to, even more to cater and help serve these veterans and get them to see their memorials.
My wife thinks I've lost my mind. I think she's now into the rhythm of it. But when we walk through an airport together, I salute them. I do. I stop and salute them and shake their hand. And
they're the heroes.
My wife goes, "What the heck? Where'd you meet him?" And I said, "I've never met him before in my life."
Right.
But he's in our service.
No, it's pretty unbelievable. And by the way, guys, someone would like to join our conversation for a few minutes, and we're going to turn to one of our listeners. Good morning, and welcome to American Workers Radio. You're on the phone here with Michael Bliash, with Larkin Connolly, and with Mark Andel. Welcome. Hello.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having me on. I want to say I'm a big fan of the show, big supporter of the American Workers, and I love the movie. I was there, saw the movie a couple of months ago when they aired it here in Philadelphia. Great movie, Made in America. Highly, highly recommended. If you haven't seen it, rush out, see it. It's very important that everyone sees what's going on with this country and, you know, and how they're trying to bring us down and the businesses down, you know, the government, trying to hold us back. And I support everything about this movie, everything I've seen. But, Michael, I want to switch gears real quickly. Big fan of the show. I want to say a very special happy birthday to my good friend, Hank, who's running your board over there. It is his 45th day, and I wanted to wish him a very special happy birthday on the air.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
Yes,
Skeleton's birthday. Yes,
he tried to escape. Special happy birthday.
Could you
happy birthday?
Remember, paybacks are a bitch.
Could you repeat the year again? I think he's pretty quick on that boy. He's the fastest man I've ever seen on a board. You got the 40 out, but when you got to the second number, he waxed it out on
36. He's 36 years old.
I want to wish him a very happy 44th birthday live on the air. I just wanted to make sure he knew that.
Oh, he's torturing.
He's a great escape artist on his birthday.
Now, here's what I want to ask you, good sir, is what did you get out of that movie? Because you're on the phone with the man. I was hoping to have him there with us on that night on September the 11th, but he had his own September the 11th event there in New York. What did you get out of the movie? In 2 minutes, tell us what you took from it.
Two quick minutes. The movie was absolutely dynamite. It opened my eyes to show me what's going on within this country, things that are not mentioned every day, things you don't really think about every day because they've been pushing all these foreign products and all this junk on you for so long, you don't realize it. And there's nothing wrong with some of the foreign product. It's always, like he said, you have to have a balance in that movie. If you have all your exports, you know, going out, and it's not enough coming back in, you know, what are you going to do? You're putting everything to one side of the boat. And if everyone, one side of the boat, it's going to sink. And that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of all the business, shifting it over there. And we're losing it, you know. And that movie is an eye-opener. I feel everybody who sees it, if you don't wake up, you're just not getting it.
Well, Mark, that's a great compliment.
Yes, you know, the movie, and I thank you. It's doing well now. We know we have to get everybody to see it. Life is My Movie directors are working on the television negotiations. I just, Mike, talked to Ricky Lee, was up doing some singing. Another gentleman came with him. And Altoona, PA, and Larkin or Mike, I don't know if you know much about Altoona, but big railroad area.
Know it very well.
And, boy, they we were sitting together Saturday night after my grand opening of the store and talking, and they loved the movie also, like this gentleman, and he said, why don't you get it in Altoona? So right now they're working with Chris, Mike, to get it down in Altoona, and I think it'll be a perfect fit. And again, I thank you for your kind comments on the movie. It is a great tool, and I think if people see it, I've been told time and time again, it's an eye-opener.
I might add to you real quickly, that ever since that movie came out, I don't know if you realize that, but Walmart has vowed now to start carrying more American products in the store. And I don't know if that directly or indirectly has anything to do with that movie, but after seeing your film and then watching the news a few months later, Walmart's agreed to start carrying more American-made product. And I'm hopefully your movie's getting across is what I'm
saying. Yeah, and it's all part of the movement. When we opened our store back April 3rd, 2010, I mean, this has been around, Mike. You've been doing it a long time. But we woke up a giant, and everything I had a lot of interviews. And what's neat is this movement keeps getting refueled and refired, even though a lot of times the government's throwing water on our fire. We got to find some gas and put back on it, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, man, good luck to you, man. I love your movie. I just want to say big fan and support 100% what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a great day.
And Mark, if you can, thank you so much for calling. And by the way, if you have any other information that you can get from me about getting that movie that I would be able to have it available, I would certainly appreciate it, because we're coming up to a holiday season. And I'd like to have people see that, even if I could get it on our local station. I have a number of connections. Maybe we could do something like that on a Sunday afternoon where people would be able to see it. Maybe even have a couple members of our panel go there to the studio to make some comments about it, get on the phone with you. We could even do it as we're having it here at our studio right now and talk with you, with some of the listeners. We would open the phone up on that particular day, and let's get this thing moving.
Yeah,
too many people have forgotten what it's all about. They're living in a world that's very discouraging. We have to take and put smiles back on the people's faces and see what we can do to get them some money to put in their pocket. Because as I said earlier, no person wants to be poor. No person wants to be without a job. This, what's happening to us now, is a direct result of the two major parties. And now they're saying, well, you're not including the Tea Party, and some one person is an independent in the national picture, and all, I have to honor them and all this and that. I say, look, I don't want to hear all this bull. What I want to hear is, what are they doing? What have they done? And if they have done something, please send it over to me. I'll be happy to post it on all of our internet site to show what they've done to bring some jobs back. I haven't seen it. And the people who listen to our program, people that I work with in our social service agency and at other events that I attend, only want to know one thing. How do I get a job to support myself? I don't want government assistance. I don't want government controlling me, and I don't want government looking into my health and everything else. What went on here, even with this health care nonsense? Hopefully next week we'll be able to address the issue, because I know people were tuning in specially to get an earful about what we thought the whole panel together today. But Rich is researching it today, and we'll make sure that he's up and ready to take on Larkin next Wednesday. What's that? What else is happening with you there for the holiday season, Mark, in New York?
Yeah, we've got, like I said, we've got that other outlet store and make it more convenient for people to buy American. I'm trying to start up our last advertisement campaign push and really stress how the people, with their dollar, vote with their dollar, and how they can create and save jobs in the U.S. and explain that to them. We've got this Honor Flight movie Saturday to support our veterans. I'm excited about that. And then, in 1 week, about the 15th, 16th, really this big holiday season, the shopping spree starts. And Thanksgiving's a little later. A lot of people don't realize it's the 28th. So the shopping, these last 6 weeks of the quarter, especially for retail, are everything. So that's the time your listeners, Mike, everybody needs to get out and really do their part.
Now,
and
Mark,
Hanukkah falls, very irregular, but it falls on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
Day before Thanksgiving, yeah. Let me ask you something, Mark. Are you going to put up a special link for the Christmas holiday with items that people could buy that would be able to be shipped to them in time for the holiday?
Oh, yeah. We just launched, and I didn't mention that, our new website, which it's a new look. It's a cleaner look, and it gave us a lot more control of our site because we started with a small site and things took off. So my Dan here and Sue and Steve have been working on releasing this site, and they did it last Thursday. And there's a lot of items, Mike. In fact, check it out, you know, you guys and the listeners. Check out madeinamericastore.com. It's a new look, and there is some the top products on the front, and there's some great holiday gifts. That, you know, remember Diane Sawyer's and World News, The Economist all got together. If you spend $64, every American, you can create 200,000 jobs. That's huge. That's doing your part. You're doing more than the government right there.
Absolutely. Oh, man, are you absolutely right about that. From what I hear from the government officials is they're so busy working on legislation that you and I want no part of. It's pretty scary. But we got to do something, and we got to do it right quick.
And that's something people can do right now, buy Made in America products, not just for me, but from anybody. Support your locals. They need it. This economy's down, and we got to. Everybody can do their part and help these people and create jobs. And even the young kids, you know, working with my sons right out of high school and all the guys, they got it tough. They got it tough, you know. Going to college is one thing, and working and with gas, you know, the gasoline prices and the expenses now. So we got to all really get together on this.
Yep. Yep, we are doing it. And I want to thank our special visitors today, Larkin Conley, a member of our panel, president of SCORE Philadelphia, and Mark, you've been absolutely unbelievable. You have no idea how many fans you have. And if we can do something more with that movie, especially before the holiday, I don't know when we'll be able to get it in our hands specifically, but I have a few locations that I can bring people in, even some of our organizational meetings. People who weren't able to see it on September the 11th have been asking me, well, are you going to show it again and this and that? And I said, well, we don't control where the movie goes. And, you know, it's been all over the country, but we'd like to get it so that we could show it within our local, you know, sphere of influence.
I would think, Mark, that it would be a great movie to be played on one of the Discovery Channels. Well,
yeah.
The one Discovery Channel I have it on constantly because it just fascinates me. How is that done, or how do they make that?
They're working on the TV negotiations now, and that's, you know, the History Good. Channel in different ways. And the movie should become available for purchase, and I want to sell it through the stores and whatnot the end of this month. So I'll find more details for you guys real soon.
Good.
Very good. And I want to ask all of you, as you are doing your internet surfing, please go to the front page of American Workers Radio. Check out Mark's site and also see what else is happening on all of the other links that we have listed up there. Also, I'm asking you to continue to spread the word about the Million American Jobs Project. And don't be bashful about calling your elected officials. I know that you'll never be able to get in contact with them, but at least you'll be able to go to that link on our site, put in your zip code, and it'll take you right to the person that represents you, no matter what your zip code is. We have got to save America because, unfortunately, the national elected leaders who we pay for are not doing the job. So that's the bottom line. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until next Wednesday at 11 or Saturday at 11 here on 860. I wish all of you the very best. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you, Larkin. Welcome, Stephen, and best wishes to Henry. And also, tune in tomorrow. Basha will be back, followed by Częstochowa at 11:45. Dovidzenia, and have a great day.
Have a great week, guys.